Okay, so what is Jesus doing in your life? Grace, mercy, and peace to all of you. Do you know the greatest recorded event in history? Sure, this event is a fact. It is totally a fact written about by many individuals who either saw the event themselves or spoke with eyewitnesses. Is it Columbus arriving in America? Is it the D-Day invasion of Normandy? Or perhaps the detonation of the first nuclear bomb over Hiroshima? Or maybe it's Neil Armstrong landing on the moon. These are all climatic events in the history of our world. None of these events are disputed. In fact, each one of these events has much written about it. But they are not the event that I am talking about here. No, I am referring to the resurrection of Jesus Christ, a historical fact. Now there are those who have tried to pervert history. There are naysayers who say Jesus' resurrection was a fable, a story, a sham, or whatever. But regardless of what they or anyone says, Jesus' resurrection is a historical fact. It's literally the turning point in human history. It is a real fact that impacted millions of people 2,000 years ago and continues to impact billions of people today. Today, we are going to look at what this historical fact is doing for you and your life. The message today, we read about two men walking along who were talking about this huge event that had just happened in Jerusalem. In fact, the most profound event in history of the world, the scandalous and sensational execution and crucifixion by Jesus of Nazareth. This Jesus, who himself had been healing the sick, raising the dead, and was even called the King of the Jews. These walking men were talking about it. They obviously know most of the details, maybe even saw Jesus as he dragged his cross through the village. And then as they were walking along, Jesus himself appears to them, and they don't recognize the Lord who he is. Jesus appears and they just think he's a fellow traveler like they are. They continue to talk about Jesus, not knowing that, in fact, they are talking with Jesus. Why can't they see for who he is? How come they can't see Jesus at work in their lives right in this very moment? So Jesus asks them interrogating questions in order to lead and to guide them into understanding the importance of these events that they had just witnessed. I like how Jesus opens the conversation by asking them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" The one named Cleopas basically asked Jesus, "What else would we be talking about? I mean, where have you been? Haven't you heard about this great scandal, about the things that just happened here in these last few days?" Although these guys open their dialogue with the calling Jesus a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all people, and the rest of their dialogue, although correct, reveals that they don't really understand the importance of the crucifixion and resurrection. They do not reveal that they had hoped that Jesus was the promised Messiah, that Jesus would be the one to finally deliver and free Israel. But to them, it couldn't be the case because the Jews and the Romans killed him. To them, Jesus was just another false prophet. Maybe a good guy, but a false prophet. And yet these men knew that Jesus said that he had to die and would be raised again on the third day. And they reported to Jesus that some people heard that Jesus had risen from the dead. They can't put two and two together. The Jews couldn't see Jesus for who he was, and so they killed him. And these men couldn't see the Savior of the world working in their lives. In fact, Jesus was walking with them, and they were talking about Jesus, and yet they can't see him for who he is. In our reading last week, we looked at how important faith in the living Jesus Christ is. How Jesus presented his resurrected body to Thomas so that Thomas might believe. And how Jesus gives us his body and blood through communion so that we might believe too. Does the resurrection of Jesus Christ really matter? The Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians writes, "But if there is no resurrection of the dead, not even Christ has been raised, and if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain. Your faith also is vain." Exactly. It's all or nothing. If Jesus wasn't resurrected, if the Lord isn't alive now, then we have no chance at life either. It's simple to discount history, human history, of long ago, and to discount the very real fact that Jesus Christ does live and that this event was witnessed by hundreds of people. Think about it. People who witnessed the resurrection were talking about Jesus' resurrection, and people who heard them talk were talking with others. If the resurrection was fake, the eye could certainly have confirmed or denied the accuracy of such accounts. The writers of the four Gospels either had themselves been witnesses or else were relating accounts of witnesses of the actual events. Nothing changes the fact that the tomb really was empty. The bottom line, it really happened. The Jesus of history is the Christ of faith. Looking into the empty tomb, the woman heard the angels ask, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but he has risen." Friends, Jesus Christ has risen. He is alive. Jesus has risen to work miracles in your life. Yes, you and I are not eyewitnesses to the historical events of his death and resurrection, but we are faith witnesses. We can have the same faith to believe as the eyewitnesses had. Think about it. These men who walked with Jesus couldn't see him for who he was. What changed? How come they suddenly recognized Jesus as the risen Lord? In verse 30, it tells us, "When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Their eyes were opened, and they recognized him." We can recognize Jesus for who he is and what he does in our lives by those same means of grace. We study the scriptural words written about the Lord, our Bible. We are baptized for the forgiveness of sins into the body of Christ. And just like Thomas could touch the resurrected Lord, we partake of his holy meal where we receive the true body and blood. God gives us forgiveness of sins in these means of grace, and the Holy Spirit continues to reveal the truth of Jesus Christ and his workings in our lives every day. So, what is Jesus doing in your life today? Our Savior tells us straight up, I am with you always to the very end of the age. Jesus Christ came into this world for us. He lived for us. He died for us. He rose again. You might not have witnessed these events with your own eyes, but my friends, the historical truth is that many people did witness the resurrected Lord Jesus with their own eyes. Jesus Christ is our living God, and he lives for us. And because he lives, so do we. It's real historical fact. So what is Jesus doing in our life today? What is he doing for you? Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.